The Hoist, giving local music a lift.
Now, we are super duper lucky. We are joined by Emma
and Darcy.
Thank you, Darcy,
for joining us. Blake just hasn't seen a punk rock band in so long. Yeah. He's so excited about
exactly.
it.
Exactly, exactly.
And LVIV are here. We're super, super excited. And who are LVIV, if we were to sum it up briefly?
Do you want to start with that, Darcy?
So we are Lviv. We're a Melbourne band who've been playing for about...
Oh, no. I've been calling it LVIV all day.
Let's get out of here.
It's been level four. It's been Lviv, Lvo.
Yeah, we get it all the time.
I think because it was all capital letters, thought maybe, but then
people
weren't dots.
People Roman numerals all the time. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's also...
Easy mistake.
Yeah, so we're not going to hold that against you. We'll move on.
We are ever so excited that we are here with punk rockers Lviv, Lviv. Here yes. on The Hoist. Now, you guys are a relatively new band from Melbourne. How did this all start? How did we form? How did we get together?
Well, I've known Emma for how many years? Would it be like
three
or 4 years? Mm. And I've known Yura for about the same amount of time. And I'm living with Elsie at the moment. And Luke is someone we've just met.
Yeah, Luke has been my friend for a couple of years and knew Yura and seen Elsie and Darcy around. And
all just kind of like similar music and came together and started playing. Nothing too exciting.
Awesome. So you have just released your new single, Young Libs. Congratulations for releasing your debut single. How does it feel to have it out in the world? And how's the reception been so far amongst your mates and the fans so far?
Yeah, we're stoked. It feels like a really long time coming. We recorded earlier this year, May? Start of May, I think we recorded this
Yeah,
song.
A couple of months ago.
Yeah, Yeah, it's so great to have it out, and our friends have been really supportive. Often, like this song, most people are excited about at gigs, so really cool to finally have it up where people can access it and listen to it and share it, for sure.
That's awesome. I've always prided myself personally on being the king of genres.
Yes.
I know every genre, but then I heard today there's a genre named Judy Punk, and I will be honest, and I wasn't quite aware. Can you educate me what that sound is all about?
I think you came up with the term.
So Judy Punk is kind of a bit tongue-in-cheek. So a friend of mine, he came up with it quite a few years ago, and it was kind of just to take the piss out of, punk music in general, how a lot of people take it really seriously.
Sure.
And, there's this kind of hierarchy structure of like what's cool in punk and what's not, and we just started saying stuff was Judy Punk, and we're like, that's so Judy Punk, and then when we got together, our music was kind of an amalgamation of different genres, and we didn't really know what to call it, so we just went with Judy Punk, and that's kind of the origin. But now it's just kind of carried on as like a stupid thing we say.
It's amazing. Slowly. It sounds like an amazing, massive in-joke.
Well, it is. And like, I still think that Luke, our new bassist, probably doesn't really even know the origin of it. But well,
apparently it's a Ramones reference
as well.
And
I was reading it this afternoon, having a look everywhere, because I'm thinking, what is Judy Punk?
Yeah.
It's because I was reading from the description. What is Judy Punk? I'm having a look. I'm like, maybe it's derived from this Ramones song, because there is the Judy's a Punk Rock, whatever it was called.
Well, it is. That's like kind of where I was inspired. And just chuck a old lady's name at the front of punk, and there you go. It's a new genre. So.
Yeah, but it just seems to fit, though, doesn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely. It does. It sounds.
Yeah, like
sounds
once
like
I heard that, I thought, I won't forget that now. Like that's ingrained in my brain. So.
So we'll see if other bands take it on. Like, it's fine if they don't. I mean, we'll stick it out. So.
Absolutely. So Young Libs showcases a 70s punk sound, not too dissimilar to the Ramones. How was the writing process towards these sounds, and I guess the inspirations behind it as well?
With a lot of the songs, Yura and I have written the bulk of them. Emma and Carsten, who was our original bass player, wrote the first track we normally open with, which is Sniper. But Yura and I... we'll just sort of write our own riffs, bring it to the group, see what happens, and yeah, the songs generally come together in the jamming stage,
I guess. Darcy's really talented. We love his writing, and we're all very influenced by the world around us, and we're all in some form, in one way or another, we're all like involved in politics, so it was really important to us to kind of like...
keep it political.
Yeah, we're like, Darcy and I were talking this morning about how We're in a privileged position, and like I think you could argue that making your art apolitical and not having kind of a message, like, is kind of like the purest form of privilege there is, and we want to like actually like, you know, talk about important things, and like, why not?
I just want to touch on one idea. So we said that like there's a bit of an aura around Darcy, and he's writing great riffs, brings good stuff. Was there ever a time where he just brought a riff into you guys and went, nah?
No,
it must be really good.
I generally adore everything Darcy makes. I'm a real big fan, so I'm lucky to be playing with him.
So we were talking about politics just before. Why are Young Libs the group that we're targeting for this song?
I think the Young Liberals have a history of gaffes and blunders and just sort of kind of not being very intelligent people all around.
And being incredibly damaging. Yeah. That's a big part of it too. Not really understanding the widespread like hate that they can sometimes fuel. Yeah.
It doesn't take much to research to find some embarrassing story about them.
So is it safe to say come decision time on election night, you two weren't really smiling?
No,
you weren't grinning ear to ear or anything. Okay.
No, we were really shocked with the outcome too. Like, we started writing a song about lyrics about how
Scott Morrison being not lasting very long.
And then we're like, all right, we got to cut that song.
Oh, no. It's going to be the longest lasting prime minister in the last decade or something like that.
Oh, no. But speaking of first, you will be playing your first headline show this Thursday at the Toe alongside Pinch Points and Spike Vincent. Do you have anything special planned for your very first headline show?
Just great bands, some great bike jokes.
Yeah, Yura's got some great banter. We're just stoked to even have our first headline show at a place that we spent so much time at. We love the Tote, and we love our friends. It's such a good community, what we're part of. So we're just really thrilled to put it on. But I don't think we have any special...
We'll have to wait and see.
We'll leave you hanging with
We'll decide on the night.
Yeah.
And how many live shows have we had so far?
That's a good question.
I think Thursday will be our 12th show.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So every time I always wonder, is there a member trying to do something a little bit different each time to throw the other person off? Or do you have that kind of joke running? I know some bands do.
It's usually Yura's banter. Like sometimes she's done some jokes. I'm like... you need to pull back. Sometimes they're great and sometimes they're not so great. But I don't know. I guess we change up a bit because our band members are really busy with other projects. So Elsie sometimes can't make it. So sometimes we'll just be a four piece, and that the synth adds a different element to it, like when it's there and when it's not. So that's different about it. A few times I've lost my drumstick and we've had to start again, and you know, things like that. Yeah. Or the sound's not right. So
yeah.
Just little tidbits like that.
Always keeps it fun, though, for
That's
sure.
That's right, yeah. Keeps it fresh.
Yeah. So, come down. What are people waiting for? If you're listening to the program, which, hi, thank you for listening, absolutely come down. And, Blake, what night can we find this show on at the Tote?
You can catch them this Thursday at the Tote. Everyone should get down the Tote. Tote's a fantastic live music venue. Maybe the front room as well?
It will be upstairs.
Upstairs, yeah. Perfect.
Just don't fall down the stairs and you'll have a great night.
That's right.
So before we do get into your track, Young Libs, is there anything else you can tell us about the track before we play it?
I think I wanted to mention that Carsten is putting out the tape and the single through Roulette Records. We're going to have a few cassettes coming out in September?
September, yeah. Carsten was our original bassist, and he's helped like formulate these songs, and he's awesome. And Roulette himself and Carlia Parker, his partner, all about what's the
friendship community.
It's like love, friendship, music, community. You know, they're the top four things, and we kind of live and breathe that too. So,
I'm an avid collector of vinyl and CD. Mm. Why should I start on cassette?
That's a good question.
They look so cool, though, don't they?
They do, of course.
Yeah.
And I think there's something really... just as there are with vinyl, there's something tangible about handling something physically.
Oh, yeah.
I think on a lot of the tape decks that we have or what we play them through, it just gives this kind of crunchier sound. And I don't know, I just... and I think especially with punk, like, it just... adds a certain element to it, and I really love it.
Yeah, the punking the cassette, it just feels like a natural like combination.
Yeah.
It could work really
I think
well.
They come hand in hand, especially right now. I think you will see a rise in tapes. Like, even my friends live overseas. I think Melbourne, as a city, like, we've got a lot of little labels doing tape things right now. But, I'm seeing that rise overseas too. So I think it will kind of be like I reckon it's going to be something like vinyl, like resurgence.
Yeah, it comes back. Yeah. That's awesome.
There's also a lot of 20-somethings out there with old cars that only have cassette players, so it's...
Exactly.
And, you know, they don't cost very much money, so it's super accessible. It's, like, a really accessible way for people to access music. If they do want to support a band instead of just listening to them on Spotify, they can purchase a tape. And, you know, I purchased tapes before I even had tape deck, and that was my way of supporting bands I really loved.
I love it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing to have as well.
I'm going to need to look into this tape for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Emma and Darcy, thank you so much for taking some time out and having a chat with us tonight here on The Hoist.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We are going to get into their track right now. This is Young Libs. You're listening to The Hoist here on Sin.